Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sam Hill. Oh, it's another beautiful day, my friend. What are you thinking for breakfast? Fruity Pebbles? Or steak? Well, up and at 'em.
This is the way we brush our teeth. Brush our teeth. Brush our teeth. This is the way we brush our teeth when we have the shingles belt.
I don't know why Dan sent you all the way up to New England without a winter coat. I'm sure it wasn't anything personal. Like, he's out of practice. I mean, the guy lived on the West Coast for the last, I don't know, decade or something. I know, that's what I was saying at the time. He's not even Jordanian. Yeah, I actually watched the movie after that match. God help me. Humans are not made to sit at computer terminals or travel by aeroplane. Destiny intended something different for us.
No. Correction, little coyote. Correction. It was actually David Lynch who directed the original Dune. A to Z mostly. Blu-ray and then DVD starts over again. Top shelf. Favorite directors mostly.
Well, frankly, I just don't like the idea of you being exposed to a bunch of mouth-breathing idiots. They don't make masks in your size.
He wears what when he sleeps?
For too long now, we have been estranged from the essential, which is the nomadic life, traveling on foot.
I mean, it's gotta be better than life with Bateman. What was that like?
No kidding. That's what you want to watch today? It's a great choice, buddy. It's my favorite Jason Bateman movie of all time.
That one wasn't even hard, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to teach him a few. Not retaining anything. All right, you're up, Belt.
Distinction must be made between hiking and traveling on foot. In today's society, though it would be ridiculous to advocate traveling on foot for everyone to every possible destination.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana. Daylight come and me one go home.
No, I'm Adam Collins and I know more than you do.
He did, too, say the correct answer, little coyote. Calm down. No, I have no idea what game we're playing whatsoever. It makes absolutely no sense.
I personally would rather do the existentially essential things in my life on foot.
No, I'm Adam Collins, and I know more than you do. No, I'm Adam Collins, and I know more than you do. We're all Adam Collins. And we all know more than you do.
We'll be right back. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the movie trivia schmodown. It's the schmodown throwdown. What an event we have here tonight. I am Christian Harloff, joined as always by the one and only Mr. Mark Ellis. How are you, sir?
I am great, Christian. They call me Baby Carrots around these parts. And tonight, what an epic event we have. Where do you want to start? Two great matches, tons of celebrity info. It's all up to you.
Well, I think, I mean, the first part, obviously, we have so much star power in the schmodown here today on this particular card and the main event. You know why you're here. You got Dangerous Dan Merle going for his fifth record championship. But in order to do it, he's got to beat the undefeated Mr. Adam Collins at 7-0. Can Adam Collins become the first competitor in Schmodown history to ever win 8 straight matches? If he does, he will beat the record held by himself and Sam Levine at 7. But, and in the undercard here tonight, what a match between Stacey Howard, Sassy Stacey Howard, and Kevin Goodenough Smith in the singles division. What a crazy, crazy event it will be, Mark. And you start with that, the main event here. Collins obviously had this great run as a rookie, wins 7 matches, beats John Rocha. He beats the kid. He beats Liz Shannon Miller. He beats everybody. And of course, at the end of it, he beats Dangerous Dan Merle. He beat Jeff Snyder. He beat everybody. And he's the champion. A lot of people have had rough sophomore years. Can this kid do it? Can he do it? Because in order to beat, he's got to beat Merle twice. You know, that's back to back. Merle's never lost going for the championship ever.
Yeah, rough sophomore years for you and I, and we're not just talking about high school and college there. I think that Adam Collins was a tremendous rookie, maybe the best one we've ever seen, but it's not like he just breezed by Dan Merle the spectacular. No, that was one of the more epic 5-round clashes we have ever witnessed, both competitors bringing their A game, and you would expect more of that tonight. Could he get to that all-time holiest of holy numbers, 8, where we're thinking about Cal Ripken, Kobe Bryant, and then maybe Adam Collins?
We're going to find out, because it's 8 big points for Adam Collins if he wins tonight. Because of the defense, it'll be 7 points if Merle can take the title back. But then you shift to the undercard, the match we're about to start right now. And that is Sassy Stacey Howard, who has just been one of these competitors who you just never know. She has taken the magic from Josh McCuga. She can pull things out. She doesn't look out. There's no way she knows it. And she pulls it out of left field. She did it against Eric Zipper in the beginning of last year. She did it against Gray Drake. And that's why she finds herself in this position. She's two straight victories going up against Kevin Smith, who started last year. He beat Chris Jericho in a fantastic match, and then he just obliterated Zev Leutenflaus at the Spectacular. He's got 2 straight victories also. So this is a big match, because if Kevin gets to 3-0, if Stacey wins 3 more matches, they are hunting for a title shot. They are getting close to a number one contender shot. So this is a big match for both the suspects and for the Mercs.
Yeah, and I think both of those nicknames may be underselling the competitors and their respective traits, because Stacey Howard, you talk about being sassy, she's bringing a lot of attitude to this matchup tonight. Like you said, she's riding high, feeling good, refreshed, and studied all offseason, so she's ready to make her mark in season 8. And then Kevin Smith, I mean, Goodenough, sure, it's a great song off the 5150 album, but I don't think that accurately describes his epic match with Chris Jericho that went to overtime, where he eventually won in sudden death, or the fact that he was able to best a German pop star sensation on the German pop star sensation's own terms. That's a tough environment to walk into for everyone, even if you are an acclaimed director of some note.
Well, we're going to find out, because this is definitely Kevin's toughest test to date with Stacey Howard, who's been in the league since season 3. This is a very, very game opponent here, and it's going to be a scrap. I can't wait to see it. I'm excited for it. You guys are about to get excited, because Nerd Chronic, he cut the promo. Here we go.
Today is a first for me as a manager. Today is the first time someone I used to manage is going to lose to someone I do manage. This is Porky Merc Hollow Ground right here. And this is where I want to say, today, you guys are going to understand that Kevin Smith isn't just a writer, director, producer. He isn't just Silent Bob. He is a schmo.
Hey man, it's me, Kevin Smith. I'm up against Stacey Howard. Up till now, I've beat 2 other superstars, man. But this is a real trivia star, so I don't know how it's going to go.
Look, there was no easier decision for me in the draft than picking up Stacy.
Listen, Sam has always been a smart boy, a straight-A student. He knew what he was doing. I'm told in this match I'll be competing against Kevin Smith.
Stacy knows stuff about everything. I know I'm supposed to cut a promo where I'm like, I'm going to take her downtown, but I can't. I don't even know that I can take her downtown. I don't even know I can take her down the block.
Today's a huge step towards him holding that belt. He's already turned Jericho into clearly not Le Champion. He's already floused the flirting, and now he's going to take down not some world star pop culture figure like those two. No, no, today he's going to take down a trivia master.
Kevin, I love you. You know I do, but, you know, movie trivia is one thing. The movie trivia schmodown is another. It's bigger than just, you know, knowing who directed Tusk. I think that was you? It was either you or David Lynch. I don't know. I'll have to check my notes.
But listen, this is the first time he's going to be competing against a real player with some experience, so I wish him luck. This will be fun. I've never beaten a famous director before. I wonder if he'll cry. I'm going to make him cry.
Maybe I get my ass beat by Stacy Howard on the Schmodown!
Look, as you see, Kevin's excited about being in the league. He's excited to be competing once again, and he knows that Stacy, this time, this is going to be this is a competitor. Stacy, she is ready for that shot. She has not had a title shot yet, so she is getting that much closer. So you know she wants it. You know this is the big stage. You're playing against Kevin Smith. You're playing on the Merle and Collins undercard. This is a big. The spotlight is on for both these competitors, Mark, and I think we're going to see a battle.
Yeah, and I think with Coy Jander and Kevin Smith, we know that they work together so well in the Quirky Mercs. I'm very curious to watch how Sam is going to manage his competitor, Stacy, around this event that has so many eyeballs on it, so many people watching, frothing at the mouth, thinking that she could be one of those competitors that gets to the next level. The first step towards that would be defeating a monolith in the world of entertainment like Kevin Smith.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we get started, just a reminder that our next big pay-per-view is going to be the free-for-all. 40 competitors going head-to-head until there's 40 of them. You're going to have the last person standing. The last person standing will get a title shot, and the MVP will get 3 points for their faction. That's April 24th, ladies and gentlemen, so just a reminder for that one. Mark, ready to get going?
You know all the competitors in the free-for-all? You want to tell me?
That's all grace. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the movie trivia showdown. Three rounds in the singles division. Introducing first, representing the Quirky Mercs with a record of 2 wins, no defeats, and 1 knockout. He is Kevin Goodenough Smith. Kevin Smith returns to the Schmodown. No longer a rookie. He is now a sophomore in the league. Kev, you've gotten some, obviously that performance against the Flouse, as you said, you did put a hurtin' on the flirtin', to quote exactly what you said. But now you know you got Stacy Howard. This is your toughest test so far. How you and Coy been preparing for this one?
I look forward to this match because while the flirting was a character, I like to deal in the real. And I think today is going to be a real hard match. I think I'm going to face somebody who's been in the league a lot longer than I am. So Coy was very sure to express that I can't take this one for granted. I haven't taken any of them for granted, to be honest with you. I can't tell you the amount of preparation I put into getting ready today. I put it at a level of preparation H. I was shaving and stuff, and when I'm shaving, you know, I'm quite the stoner, obviously. So when I shave and I see white hairs in my beard, that's when I pull out the tiny like scissor and go in and try to cut each one out, and I fall into it like Daniel, you know, with Mr. Miyagi trimming the bonsai tree. And I could get lost
for a long time. And I only do that when I care about where I'm going to show up. So obviously I care about this appearance, not enough to put on a jacket. I'm still wearing a robe, but that's part of the comfort. Both other matches, I believe I was wearing a robe and I won both times. So this ought to teach you never to ask a stoner a question.
That was a pretty good answer, Kev. I'm going to have to get your tips on plucking my gray chest hairs. I see on my card here that you're an aspiring director. Well, that's exciting. How has being a competitor in the Schmodown made you a better helmer of films?
It's given me a spring in my step, a boost of confidence in as much as, hey, I do know a thing or two about movies. That's where it all begins. You gotta love a thing before you can work in a thing. So obviously I'm working up toward being a director and whatnot, but my passion is there. You know, you'll never meet a director don't know a lot of movie trivia. Never met one in my life, man, because in order to become a director, you gotta what? Love movies. So that gives you a knowledge, a working base of flicks out there. It actually does prepare you, I think, a bit for directing. And I hope to do it one day. I've done it with friends, but at a professional level, that'd be amazing.
Hey, keep at it, sport.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you there. Last question before bringing your opponent here, Kev. You know, the funny thing is when you were coming into the league last year in free agency, you had mentioned that, you know, obviously Coy reached out to you first, but right afterwards, Sam Levine had reached out. Sam Levine is now managing your opponent here today. So will you be looking at how how Sam's managing styles are during this as opposed to Coy? I'm just curious.
I've already seen a sample of Sam's management style, in as much as Sam came to my house under the guise of recording an episode of my podcast, Smodcast, the long-running, 14-year now podcast and stuff, just to humble brag on the side. And I thought it was because he was interested and honored to be on the show. Now I'm starting to think it was about getting some inside info for the future of this match. I think he was looking out for his client. I think he was here in his managerial capacity. And so, you know, I love Coy, but he's just a flower of a person, a sunshiny boy. He don't have the killer edge, man. You know, the kind of thing that maybe Johnny didn't bring to Cobra Kai, to keep going with the Karate Kid metaphors, but, you know, that Kreese did. So I see Sam as kind of a Kreese, and I see Coy as kind of a Danielson, you know, who basically wants to run a dojo based on what he was taught by Mr. Miyagi. But sometimes, you know, I won't say that I regret Coy joining the Corky Mercs and Coy being my manager, but I was impressed by Sam's level of deception behalf of his client.
Yeah, and that's how he made a big career for himself in the Schmodown. So that you're completely accurate. You know the man well. All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. Good luck to you, sir. And his opponent, representing the Usual Suspects, with a record of 7 wins, 5 defeats, and 1 knockout, she is Sassy Stacy Howard!
Sorry, guys, one second.
Sure.
99 facts about 1999's The Mummy.
Oh, Stacey.
All right, bookmarking that. Nice.
Oh, well, Stacey, that's an exhibition match that you will be a part of down the line, but that's not, of course, why you're here today.
Why are we here?
So I know that sometimes once you play your matches, you are you're out, you're checked out, you're done. You pull out those magical moments like you did against Gray, you did against Stacey, but you are going up against the very memorable Kevin Smith here. So are you familiar with Kevin? Do you know what he's done so far in the league? And
I love Dances with Wolves. So wrong Kevin, sorry. No, not familiar really. But excited to play today, excited to beat him. Hope I see some tears rolling down those beautiful rosy cheeks of his. So let's get cracking. I'm ready.
Stacey, with this somewhat new information that your own manager, Sam, could have possibly been wooing your opponent today, Kevin Smith, does that factor into your prep or your desire to topple the famed director here today?
Yeah. I mean, I never want to hear about, you know, my current fling's exes. So, you know, I'm the only one, you know, I'm the one that you should be focused on. So, yeah, yeah, I want to beat him. I want to be the best. I want Sam to love me more.
All right, last question before we start here. Stacey, as I said, this is a big match for both you guys because the winner is going to be that much closer to a shot at the championship, something that you have been looking to do since season three. So how important is that? Does that go into the thought process going into this match?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think with a match like this and a player like Kevin and a personality like Kevin, it gives you street cred. It gives you clout. It gives you something to say, okay, all right, she's got it going on and she's going for it. So I want to beat him and, you know, continue to go for it. Absolutely.
In round number one and each and every round here in the Schmodown, no passwords will be given out whatsoever. Instead, 8 questions from 8 different corners of movie trivia Schmodown know-how lurk deep inside round number one. Each question's worth a point. There's no penalty for missing a question, so give it your best shot. There's no fear of stealing. At least not in round number one, there isn't. We're going to ask the question. As soon as you think you know it, please try to write down your best attempted said answer on whatever writing surface you prefer. Got to do it within 15 seconds because we'll ask you by name or nickname to reveal your answer to the camera. At the same time, you verbalize your attempt into the microphone. Each competitor has 3 usages of the JTE rule, which is an Ecuadorian term for repeat the question. We'll ask you the question again. Get another 15 seconds to get that correct answer to your pen or your mouth. You also each have 1 challenge you may utilize at any point throughout the 3-round match. If you don't like the way a question was ruled, you think something fishy is going on, bring in your manager. You may delineate to your heart's content, and then your manager will ultimately confirm and ratify that said challenge is taking place. Christian, I see desire, I see determination, I see a legion of fans waiting to see what's going to happen in this incredible clash.
All right, Stacey, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Kevin, are you ready?
You know what? I'm going to put on my battle cap if that's okay.
100%.
Whoa, ooh, nice.
Wow.
I'm ready. All
right. Then let's get ready to Schmodown. Round number one. Question number one, we're going to start in the realm of crime. What 2000 film from director Troy Duffy follows 2 Irish Catholic brothers who become vigilantes and wipe out Boston's criminal underworld?
I know you're not a huge fan of that team. You ever make it up to Beantown?
Once a long, long time ago, and I don't remember it well enough. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, hands up, and we start with Stacey.
Boondock Saints.
That is correct. And Kevin?
Oh, my God. I also have Boondock Saints.
Also correct. So it is 1-1 as we get to question 2.
They're off and running. Your next category is from the 1980s. And your question. Who directed the 1980s films She's Having a Baby and Uncle Buck? Well, Christian, one of those titles applies to me. The other one, I hope, never, ever does.
5, 4.
Thanks for playing.
3, 2. Well, I was going to be mean. 1. Pens down, please. And Kevin Smith.
That would be the great John Hughes.
That is correct. Stacey?
John Hughes.
Tie game, ladies and gentlemen. Tie game. Okay, next question. This is question number 3. Question number 3. Horror/thriller. What was the first collaboration between director Steven Spielberg and actor Richard Dreyfuss?
Very diverse backgrounds here, Christian. Stacey, I see a lot of books, a lot of reading material. Kevin, it looks like is in a toy factory. I see a book. No, I see a book.
5, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, hands up, please. And we start with Stacey.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
That is incorrect. Kevin?
As a kid who saw it in its first theatrical run, ladies and gentlemen, at a drive-in with his parents who had seen it before him, yet still judged it good enough to show a 5-year-old, which then chased me out of the ocean for the rest of my life. Jaws.
Also, that is correct. So Kevin Smith goes up by one. Kevin Smith goes up by 3-2. 3-2 as we get to question number four.
It would have been a very awkward preamble if he ended up missing that question. All right, your next category is definitely not where you'll find Jaws, because it is family films, unless your last name is Smith. Your question for a point: which legendary actor is the voice of Mufasa in both the animated and live-action versions of The Lion King?
Competitive battle here so far.
Yeah, you know, people crap on that Lion King, the one from 2009. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
Yeah.
Fossey hands. Fossey.
Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, and Kevin.
I say James Earl Jones.
And you would say correct. Stacey.
I also say James Earl Jones.
All right. 4-3. 4-3 as we get to our next question. Question five. Which, in the category of directors, which director is behind the films Lady Bird and Little Women, the 2019?
We have a director here, Christian, I'm told. You have a favorite flick of Mr. Smith's illustrious career?
I certainly do. Mallrats. And five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, please. And Stacey.
Greta Gerwig.
Yes, Kevin.
Greta Gerwig.
Okay, 5-4. 5-4. Next question. Question six, Mark.
Showing off their big brains, Christian. The next category is comedies.
Comedy is serious business, kids.
Well, it used to be. Your question for a point. What 1980s spoof comedy has the line, "I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's, former roommate's"? Christian, remind me to send PJ Campbell a gift basket.
So good, these questions. So good. And five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, and Kevin.
May the Schwartz be with you, Spaceballs.
Yes, sir. Stacey.
Spaceballs.
And 6-5. 6-5. What a back and forth we have so far as we now get to question number seven. Fantasy sci-fi. Which Star Wars actor plays the protagonist David Rice in the 2008 film Jumper?
Remember how excited we got for like 10 seconds when those Spaceballs 2, the Search for More Money posters appeared?
Coming up. Yeah. Mel Brooks said he wanted to do one. 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Pens down, hands up, please. Pens down, hands up, please. And we start with Stacey.
Hayden Christensen?
That's it. Kevin?
Hayden Christensen?
Yes. All right. 7-6. 7-6. And now we get to the final question in the round, Mark.
It is in the category of new releases. You go to Blockbuster. This is the category you go to first. For a point, your question. Who plays a Civil War veteran who agrees to deliver a girl taken by the Kiowa people years ago to find her aunt and uncle in the 2020 film News of the World?
So Kevin Smith here working on, I think this would be his second perfect round that he did. You did one against the Flirt and Floss. We'll see if he can pull it off here.
Half working.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Kevin for the perfect round.
To Hanks a lot, Tom Hanks.
That's correct. Perfect round for Kevin Smith. And for Stacey?
America's dad, Tom Hanks.
All right. So, Kevin, because you got all eight right, you're going to have a question that goes to you and only you. You do not have to write it down. You simply have to answer it. You got 15 seconds to answer the question. Are you ready?
I'm prepared.
All right. Here you go. Sean Penn, Josh Brolin, and James Franco star in what 2008 biographical drama?
Can I repeat that or no?
If you want to use one, yes, you can.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, first one. Sean Penn, Josh Brolin, and James Franco star in what 2008 biographical drama?
My best, this is an utter guess. I'm going to say
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Times of Harvey Milk.
Milk is correct. Milk is correct. So, all right. So, Milk, you're going in for a challenge?
Yeah.
We have a challenge.
All right,
I hate to do it, Christian, but I'm sorry. You make me the bad guy here. You know that's the name of a different movie.
Is it a Dave?
Yeah, it's the name of a documentary.
That's the name of a documentary?
Yeah.
All right. That's challenges on the table. So
I believe the movie's just called Milk. So to clarify, it's just called Milk.
All right.
Can I also challenge?
Of course. You can reboot.
I believe the movie is Spaceballs is one word, not two words. But I didn't say anything. All right. We were having a good time, kids. Didn't know what the word Milk was there.
Big fan.
All right. So challenge.
I believe Kevin's argument is that he knew the movie, i.e. Spaceballs, with Stacy knowing the movie. So the challenge would be that the knowledge was there, whether or not the delivery.
Sam's argument is that the other one that he said was a different movie entirely. So that's the argument on the table. All right, let's go to the challenge graphic. We'll be right back. Mark the ruling.
All right. Well, to quote the great film Spaceballs, we're back and we have the combination. Kevin Smith knew that the film was about Harvey Milk, and that is great. Unfortunately, the question was about the 2008 film starring Sean Penn, not about the 1984 biographical documentary, whatever. The challenge is overruled, unfortunately. And Kevin Smith will not be awarded a point for knowing that it was Harvey Milk.
Since we are being lawyerly about it, I would like to restate a case. Three previous examples in the round, I started my response by saying things like, "May the Schwartz be with you, Spaceballs." That's not the title, but I got correct credit for it. I told a very lengthy story, as pointed out, before I said the word Jaws, and that is not the title, but correctly I was awarded a point. And I said to Hanks a lot, Tom Hanks, and was still rewarded. So I don't understand why me saying The Times of Harvey Milk is taken away just because it also happens to be the name of a documentary. If you're going to take that point away, I think you should take all the points away where I did not just specifically say the answer. If we're putting a fine point on.
Well, to be fair, and not to take any more points away from you, Tom Hanks goes by T. Hanks quite often. And as far as Jaws goes, that actually, the story you told was the working title of Jaws on set.
Yes,
they shortened it before it was released.
Look, right, I appreciate jokes as much as the next guy, but I appreciate hard-earned points much more. So I won't fight the judgment, although I just did for the last minutes. But I just want it, you know, there should be an asterisk here is all I'm saying.
Well, nonetheless, you still have the lead, Kevin. It is 8-7. It is 8-7.
Could be a more commanding lead, Christian, is all I'm saying, but whatever.
And like I said, you're going up against Sam Levine. As you said, is the shark in the water and will come after you for certain things. And that's exactly what he did here today because his challenge is right.
Wait, Sam, I hate to even say it. Me and Sam are in business on something, and he still came out for the kill. That's how cutthroat Schmodown is, kids.
Yep. Well, he was right.
To me, as a good time, and what we find out is backstabby as hell.
Christian,
I might have to spin my hat around.
Oh no!
Reverse. It's like reverse Lincoln Hawk. I like it. All right.
Play like one of those kids that play poker where they put their hood up and don't look. You need to work off this.
All right, Mark. Round number two is going to begin, and it is going to start right now. And you're going to tell us the rules of round number two.
The wheel round. Hey, you get to spin at that wheel. We don't actually have a wheel or the money to send you a wheel, so it's a virtual one. You're going to spin it with your mind. Once you settle on a category, you get four questions from that particular realm of Schmodown know-how. Each question is worth 2 points. If you're not sure of the answer, you can ask us for multiple choice. We'll give you four options, one of which we think is the correct answer. At that point, the value of the question goes down to one. That could be useful because stealing is available in round number two. So if the original answer attempt is incorrect, your opponent will get to field that question. So Christian, Kevin Smith has an 8-7 lead, which is exactly what he wanted, no more. He gets to spin at that wheel first. Or, Kevin, you may defer to your opponent, who I will remind you has a manager who just challenged your question.
I would argue that stealing is done in round one, as we just saw, kids. It was stolen from me arbitrarily, but good to know that it's allowed in round two. I will defer to Stacey. Stacey may spin first.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. We're going to move Kevin and bring in Sam.
Right.
60 seconds, day, huh? Sam. Starting now.
Hey, how you doing? Stace, can you hear me?
Me? Oh, yeah. Yes. No, I'm good. I thought you were asking everybody in general.
I don't care about them.
I'm sorry.
Girl, I love you the most. You know
thank
that.
You. This is what I'm trying to tell Kevin, but he's being, you know, very needy today. And listen, he's a director, you know, used to people sucking up to him. Not this round. No.
We both jeopardized our careers, our livelihoods by challenging, but you know what? Worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
Worth it.
Mm-hmm.
There you
absolutely
go.
Absolutely.
All right, so I feel great about this. I love where we're at right now. It's a one-point game. That means nothing. You ready to take on this wheel?
Ready, as long as I don't break it. Thank God it's digital.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. You can't spin from the pegs this time.
All right, well, here is the first spin. Spin is in.
Oh, I don't know, Christian. That wheel looks a little rickety now that Stacey spun it.
Well, she has broken many wheels in the past.
I really have.
At least three.
Mm-hmm.
And
that you know about.
That's true. And Stephen King, 60 seconds to decide if you want Stephen King starting now.
Okay. I believe that I will spin again. I'm going to go ahead and spin again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. I support this decision entirely. We will spin again.
All right. Spin again. Here it is. So whatever Stacey gets now, she's going to have an opportunity to answer some questions. And here is
almost spinner's choice.
There's that luck. There's that luck.
All right.
There's that luck. The Stacey Howard luck is back.
All right. Okay.
All right, 60 seconds to decide what you want to choose starting now.
Should we just get his head and give him opponent's choice?
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, I think I know of the, you know, the two to pick from.
Sure.
So it's either going to be, you know,
Let's. You want to go with the lady?
Yeah. Let's go with the lady.
All right, we're gonna go with the Nora Ephron.
Yeah.
Nora Ephron. All right.
Hey kids, just a commentary from the sidelines and whatnot, some chirping, if you will. Did you see the camaraderie between Stacey and Sam at the top of that when he was like, "How you doing?" and she just didn't even respond to him. That's the level of relationship that I aspire to with Coy. One day, I hope Coy, you know, ignores me as much as Stacey ignored Sam. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you have a good chance. You have a good chance of doing that in between these rounds. So let's, you know.
I'm schvitzing. Oh, man, I'm being called out.
There's always something. There's always something. All right, here you go. Stacey,
go get
four.
Go get your Nora. Get your Nora on.
Four questions in the realm of Nora Ephron. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it.
All right, here you go. Who plays Manhattan food writer Rachel Samstadt in Nora Ephron penned film Heartburn?
Let's go with multiple choice this
just
one,
just a
please.
Reminder, Stacey, to keep your hands up during this round.
Oh,
please.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Please,
that's all right. Multiple choice. That's all right. A. Stockard Channing. B. Meg Ryan. C. Meryl Streep. D. Catherine O'Hara.
I'm going to go with Stockard Channing.
It's incorrect. Kevin, for the steal here. Who plays... I got to read the whole thing, please.
I don't need to hear it.
I know.
It's
for the audio listeners. Who plays Manhattan food writer Rachel Samstadt in the Nora Ephron film Heartburn? Is it A, Stockard Channing, B, Meg Ryan, C, Meryl Streep, D, Catherine O'Hara?
Now, I don't want to get penalized again. Do I say the letter before?
No, just say, you can say the answer.
Meryl Streep.
Yes, for 1 point, that is.
Hey,
correct.
Wait. Well, technically, her name is The Life and Times of Meryl Streep.
All right. I just want to point out for the record that Heartburn is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, how fun.
All right, well, here's the second. All right. Nora Ephron made her directorial debut with what 1992 film?
This Is My Life?
Yes, it is, for 2 points. All right.
This Is My Right Life. Yeah.
And here's question three. Okay. Steve Martin's character runs what type of nonprofit service in the comedy Mixed Nuts?
I'm going to have to go with multiple choice to try and be sure.
Okay. Is it A, animal rescue? B, crisis hotline? C, volunteer firefighters? D, homeless shelter?
Crisis hotline.
That's correct for 1 point. All right, so here is your final question. Here's your final question. Which actress appeared in both of these Nora Ephron Penn films? When Harry Met Sally and Hanging Up?
Carrie Fisher?
It's incorrect for the steal. Here we go. Kevin, here's the question. Which actress appeared in both of these Nora Ephron Penn films? When Harry Met Sally and Hanging Up?
Meg Ryan.
It's correct for 2 more points. Correct for 2 more points. So Kevin Smith finds himself with a lead after round number 2 here. It is Kevin Smith 11, Stacey Howard 10, as that comes to a close. All right, 60 seconds, quick.
You waxed the floor. You painted the fence. Now it's time to sweep the leg. Excellent work, sir. I will ignore you when I'm less excited because right now I am playing the good guy, and Kreese just tried to come in and throw off our whole chi, but you're playing too good to even let a guy that thinks that war never ends, that the lull is in between battles, take us out. You're playing like a veteran. This isn't a sophomore match. You're playing like a senior. You're ahead before you've even spun the wheel, and we love this wheel. We looked at this wheel. We feel commanded by this wheel. How you doing, man?
I'm so good, Sensei. Thank you for all your thoughtful consideration before the match and now even during the match. Like you say, we can win without even trying. If I forget what you said, but you said something very powerful. That really helped me going into the match.
10 seconds.
Yeah, let's win with honor, and the honor continues now with this wheel without challenges. Let's just win.
Done and done.
And here is the wheel and the spin by Kevin. Here it is.
Look at all these great categories, with and without the rounder's hat, forward or back. Movies has us.
Spin, mighty wheel, spin.
What do we got?
And Whoopi Goldberg, 60 seconds to decide if you want.
Does that mean are there 4 questions about Whoopi?
Yeah, these are all about Whoopi. And I would say this is in the second half of our goals. I think there's stuff that we like more. And there's only a couple we like less, unless you secretly want to dive into Whoopi. How do you feel?
If I spin again, do I only get so many of those or something?
So if you spin again, whatever it lands on, we got to stick with. And we still get 4 questions. Same amount of questions. It's just, do you feel like Whoopi Goldberg is as strong as other things?
You know what? I'm going to play the ball where it whoopies, man.
You want to rock out with this?
Goldberg. Yeah, I'm not claiming to be the world's biggest Whoopi Goldberg expert, but I feel like I might know a thing or two about
it. I feel like you might know Batman and Matt and Ben and stuff more, but if you want to, I like your headspace. If you want to go with it, I'm never going to dissuade you, but I do think there's other stuff on the wheel.
There is, but let's give him a show.
All right. 10 seconds. Whoopi it is. I like the gusto, man. Let's go with the heart.
All right,
more
questions.
If you guys were like, we didn't even have Whoopi questions prepared because we didn't think anybody would take Whoopi, but I'm on board for Whoopi. Again, not saying I know everything, but I didn't honestly, I just didn't want to spin again. It seemed kind of cowardly.
Well, we didn't have to do it this time, and you're going to get 4 questions, Kevin, in the realm of Whoopi Goldberg. Mark, what do we got?
That's right. We will see if her illustrious career acts as sort of a Whoopi cushion for Kevin Smith's lead. And your first query of 4 for 2 points. Whoopi Goldberg won an Oscar for portraying the character Oda Mae Brown in which 1990 film?
Ghost.
That is correct for 2 points. And Smith off and running in the category of Whoopi Goldberg. Your next question. Whoopi Goldberg had her first comedic leading role in what 1986 Penny Marshall film?
Jumping Jack Flash.
Great tune. Solid movie as well. That's correct. Christian, it's a perfect round so far, and now we get to Kevin Smith's penultimate question in the category of Whoopi Goldberg. In the 1996 comedy Eddie, Whoopi Goldberg plays a fan who becomes a coach of what professional sport?
Do I get multiple choice here or no?
You may if you have sport.
But it goes down to 1 point if you do.
I'll take multiple choice.
All right, your four options. Is it A, basketball, B, baseball, C, hockey, or D, football?
I'm going to say basketball.
It is the New York Knickerbockers, and that is correct because they are a basketball team. We now see ourselves at the final question where Kevin Smith can push his current lead of 7 points all the way up to 9 going into round number 3. Kevin, your final question. Category of Whoopi Goldberg. Who stars with Whoopi Goldberg in the 1996 courtroom drama Ghosts of Mississippi as the real-life DA Bobby DeLopter?
Can I have multiple choice?
You certainly may. For a point, your four options are, is it A, John Malkovich, B, Alec Baldwin, C, Tommy Lee Jones, or D, Nick Nolte?
Can I hear them again?
You can hear it once without a repeat, yeah.
All right, your four options. Is it A, John Malkovich, B, Alec Baldwin, C, Tommy Lee Jones, or D, Nick Nolte?
And what year was the movie?
Can't tell you that unless you use a repeat of the question.
Fair enough. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess Alec Baldwin.
Your guess is correct, sir. It was Alec Baldwin, and that is a point. And Christian, Kevin Smith, apparently a big Whoopi Goldberg fan, and why not? She's great. Got her start at the Comedy Store. 17-10 going into round 3.
17-10. Big lead by Kevin Smith here. 7 points. And now we get to the final round, round number 3. Mark, how's it go?
Round number 3 is the round that will determine the match, unless we go to sudden death overtime, which is in the realm of possibility. So here's what we need from the competitors. We need each of you to select 3 numbers. It's not too hard. These numbers can range from 1 to 20. Your numbers may not be the same as your opponent because each number corresponds to a unique, mysterious category of Schmodown know-how. Your first question is worth 2 points. Your next one's worth 3 points. And your final one, you guessed it, 5 big points. There's no penalty for missing a question. And there is no stealing in round number 3. All right, Christian, here we go. Because Kevin Smith enjoys a 17-10 lead, which he really wishes was 18-10. He gets to give us his 3 lucky numbers first. So, Kevin, from 1 to 20, your favorite 3 numbers.
Let me get 3, 7, and 16.
3, 7, and 16 for Kevin. And for Stacey?
6, 12, and 16 is usually my third number, so thanks a lot, Kevin. I'll go with 17 then, right above.
17. Wait, 60 seconds to talk to Kevin.
You haven't gotten anything wrong. Even the one they didn't give you credit for, you had right. You had to go to multiple choice twice. You have
saw
two.
That. Saw how
saw. This number should be a lot higher, but it's still impossibly high. Also, people thought I put you in the free agency because, you know, this guy's going to get games. But no, I got you because you're a champion. You're playing like a champion today. You've missed nothing, and you have 2 JTEs left. This is a masterclass. You can still ask twice to repeat the question going into round 3, where you're about to dominate without deception. This is why Danielson is the champion. How are you feeling?
I feel pretty damn good, but just for clarity, do you even get multiple choice in this round?
Not in this round. So you've got 2 JTEs, no multiple choice.
Out anyway, so it's all good. So the only thing I have left are some GTEs if I need JTEs.
Two repeat the questions going into this, but you're not going to need them because you haven't so far.
Fingers crossed. Thank you, Coach.
Here's the win.
All right, Sam, you got 60 seconds to talk to Stacey starting now.
All right. Hey, I am so proud of you, okay? You're hanging in there, and you know I love you. And here's a simple fact. We're going to have to get some answers correct in this round.
Oh, man, really?
It is what it is. It is what it is. You know what you know, you don't what you don't. We've got all our JTEs left.
Mm-hmm.
So use them if you need them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is where you shine, Stacey Howard.
This okay? is the life and times of Stacey Howard.
This is the life and times of Stacey Howard. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. okay? This is round three is where you have made a name for yourself.
Yep, yep.
And I expect today to be no different. So it's no longer about what Kevin knows or doesn't know. It's only about how you're going to do right now. And I believe in you. The suspects believe in you. You got this, Stacey.
10 seconds.
Pulling out all the stops. I ain't scared. Get ready, Kevin. Get ready.
All right. So, Stacey, you're going to be answering first here. Try to avoid the TKO. And we start with your first question. You chose category six. Category six. That is in the realm of Quentin Tarantino. For your two-point question, in Inglourious Basterds, what does Lieutenant Aldo Raine order each of his men to collect from 100 Nazis?
Scalps.
2 points. All right. So now, Stacey, to get within two, here is your three-point question. Here's your three-point question. You chose category 12. That is in the realm of biopics. Biopics. Okay, here is your question. Paul Dano and John Cusack co-star as famed musician Brian Wilson at different points of his life in what 2015 film?
I know this.
Five,
no.
Four, three, two.
Repeat the question.
First one, excuse me. All right, here's the question. Excuse me. Paul Dano and John Cusack co-star as famed musician Brian Wilson at different points of his life in what 2015 film?
I think I know it. Love and Mercy?
That's correct for 3 points. She did it again. She did it again. So, Stacey, you got both of those. And in order to bounce it back to Kevin and avoid the TKO, you got to answer your five-pointer.
No pressure.
Five-pointer. It is category 17. Category 17, animated films. Here it is. Which Oscar-winning actor voices the warden, the no-nonsense head of Metro City Prison in Megamind? Five, four, three, two.
Repeat the question.
Second one. Okay. Which Oscar-winning actor voices the warden, the no-nonsense head of Metro City Prison in Megamind?
I don't know. I never saw it. Total guess. Morgan Freeman?
And your winner, ladies and gentlemen, by way of technical knockout, Kevin Goodenough Smith. The answer was J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons was the answer. Kevin Smith with a consecutive TKO, his second one after the flirt and flouse. Big win here by Kevin Smith. 17-15, does not have to answer his questions again in the third round, Mark. Big, big round and win.
May I suggest in the future that if you don't have to answer your questions in the third round because of a TKO, you call that Silent Bob.
This is the Silent Bob round now because he just gets to be. He just gets to be and vibe. And
hey man, if it ain't trademarked, you let me know. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Smith takes the victory. So we are going to have Kevin and Coy speak with Steph Sabraw in the winner's circle in just a moment. Thank you guys. What a victory here by Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith is for real. Kevin Smith is for real. He didn't just beat the flirt and flouse. He didn't just beat Jericho. He beat Stacey Howard. Stacey Howard, as you saw, getting that magic in the last one, got hit with a hard animated question at the end there. But nonetheless, you know, that she was fighting back like she does. But Kevin just had put together just such a hard lead that it was hard to come back to.
Yeah, it was fun seeing Sassy Stacey Howard still have that magic in round number three. Just couldn't quite pull a very difficult 5-point question. For Kevin Smith, Christian, he just gets better and better with every match he plays. His record is now 3-0, and I don't even think that that is reflective of the knowledge inside of that noggin that is adorning a Viking movie cap, because he had a perfect round number one. We won't talk about the bonus question. He got everything correct in round number two, and then round three, he looked prepared. And so I think that we saw focused Kevin Smith even more so than we've seen prior to this in the Schmodown. So not only do I think he's got a bright future as a director, as a Schmodown competitor, he is someone to be feared.
He's 3-0. He's got two knockouts now. He's probably going to put himself in the top 10. And this means he's probably sniffing around at a number one contender match here. This is very, very possible that we can see Kevin going for a number one contender match to get to that championship. If he's at 4-0, he's getting a title shot. So he's got a chance here, depending on who's at, you know, whether it's going to be would it be Marisol McKee? Could it be a Janine the Machine? Could it be a Chance Ellison? Who knows who's going to be out there? But Kevin Smith is in this league. He's a fierce competitor, and he just picked up, not only did he pick up 2 points, I'm sure he didn't even realize that he just did this. He gave the usual suspects and Sam Levine a negative one. They lose a point because of this, because of what Kevin Smith was able to do here today. So, all right, with that, we're going to throw to Steph Sabraw, who is standing by with Coy Jandrew and Kevin Good Enough Smith.
Coy and Kevin, congratulations. What a match. Kevin, you came with your rope. You came with your cap. You came ready to kill. How are you feeling right now?
I feel really good. You know, I don't have a lot of victories in my life. I lose a lot, like Charlie Brown. So coming in here and winning, you know, I feel a little bad that Stacy got knocked out. We didn't get to go, for my answers for the third round and stuff. But that's the name of the game in trivia, man, particularly in the Schmodowns. Somebody rises, somebody falls. And I've just been lucky enough. I'm with a great team, a great manager, where I have not fallen yet. But it's bound to come, but so far hasn't happened.
Well, right out the gate, round one and round two, you were on fire, baby. How was that feeling?
You know, it's really great. And it also is, I realize it's wonderful therapy for like a 50-year-old stoner to be forced to pull up random facts. Like, you know, you have to jump all over, and then there's sometimes the luck of the guest, but it really is therapeutic. Not just, you know, like, oh, this is fun to do and it's cool because it's competitive and stuff, but it is therapeutic because you're forcing your brain to work in ways that it doesn't necessarily do that. And what is that if not exercise? So Schmodown is the best exercise I get. Trademark Kevin Smith.
And Coy, you're clearly an incredible manager. What was the phone call like going into this match?
Well, what I loved is that this season, Kevin was my free agency pick. I only got to keep 3 players, period, hard stop. And everyone came at me with like, oh, it's a celebrity pick and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, Kevin is an actual champion. The man knows so much that I don't know what to put on the wheel. The man knows so much that I have a hard time narrowing down the slices. And then today, the one of the only slices I was worried about, the guy goes 4 for 4. To me, this validates every troll in any message board from moviepoopshoot.net from 20 years ago. This gives me so much justice of fighting back against the internet, because I deal with that in spades in the nerd sphere. And now this is just one small step for the Schmodown and the Quirky Merch, one giant leap for nerdkind. And that's essential for me and my sanity. So Kevin just proving things right and wrongs, left and right.
I think what we'll see too in the future, probably not right now, but years from now when they talk about this match, they'll talk about the Whoopi flex.
Dive into the Whoopi, and then you Whoopi flex, and all those innuendos were so focused they didn't even get called out because you Whoopi flex to victory.
It was we dug Goldberg, man. It was a real Whoopi, as it was said, it was a very much the Whoopi cushion that we needed.
Absolutely. When you went for that Whoopi, I had to say respect to this man. You came in with confidence. Now you're 3-0. You've cracked the top 10 ranking. Are you ready for the title picture now?
Nervous because you don't want to wreck it and stuff. But yeah, now 3 matches in, I feel confident where I'm like, you know, sooner or later, they're going to ask me something that completely escapes me. And if the guests don't work, I'm going to be against the ropes. But for right now, I feel like I'm in my lane. I feel like I could get into a shot at the title.
Yeah, I think you're definitely out there. Coy, how would you feel if you heard, and your new Schmodown champion is Kevin Smith?
It would feel correct. It would feel like the way it should be. The man should wield that belt. I have already coached a team to the belt. I've coached a Star Wars champion to the belt. I haven't yet coached a singles champ. I want all four belts. I want to wield all of this. I want to be like the Conor McGregor of the Schmodown and just hold multiple belts. And it starts next with Kevin, because honestly, that is what I see happening. The way he played today, what we talked about before the match, the way we navigated the match. He knows the game and he knows the trivia, and it's just a matter of when the next match is scheduled to make it happen. The man's getting the belt.
So Coy, Marisol McKee, Video Drew, Janine, Chance are all names out there right now. Do you have any which you prefer?
You know, they're all incredible. There's a reason they're in the conversation with Kevin Smith. And now the conversation is about him playing in the championship. So any of them would be an honor, to be honest. We've played Janine before and she's a force. Actually, we've played all these people before, but I really love playing with Janine because I love the way she plays. I love the way she navigates. So the tactics are interesting. Like, I really enjoy her mind in the game. So I think that'd be really fun with Kevin, because Kevin's such a laid back force of nature. You see his eyes, get it. And then he makes it happen. And I also love that the only two that I remember us getting wrong, one was Bruce Willis, which we both have situations. And the other, Gus Van Sant, with just the extended title. So now we know to avoid Kevin Smith categories.
And I'll be honest with you, like, the milk was the last second pull. I was almost going to go with W, because I was like, maybe the Josh Brolin, they buried him, and this is, because I couldn't remember. And then at the last second, I was like, oh, wait, Sean Penn, milk. And then I went for, you know, it's controversial, as we all know at this point, the fact that I threw a little few more words on that title, but so be it.
Next time we'll know with the flourish. That's you know, the fourth time we play, we'll talk about flourish. We'll dive in, because that belt's coming, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you came in and parade it through the streets.
Absolutely. That's what it'll hang right in Scum and Villainy. People can gaze at it and whatnot.
I'm sure if Coy gets a championship, he won't be like Conor McGregor and will actually thank you and others involved in the championship. But yeah. Coy and Kevin, it was so nice talking to you. Back to you at the desk.
Well, what a way to start out this event here. Incredible, impressive performance by Kevin Smith as he defeats Sassy Stacey Howard 17-15 via TKO. This was impressive. I mean, it really was. And there were a lot of questions, because you see what the fan base was saying. You see what all the after shows were saying. Like, oh, you know, Kevin beats a flirt and flouse and he beat Jericho, but what's he going to do when he faces a top 10 contender? Well, he answered that question today, and he wound up doing it in TKO fashion. And Stacey Howard is not an easy victory. She's one of the really great players in this game. So this was a statement victory here by the Mercs, and especially Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I can give you firsthand testimony to the fact that Stacey Howard is just a top-notch competitor. And what Kevin Smith brings, Christian, is, I'm going to call it, a lackadaisical intimidation factor, because you see him in the winner's circle there, and it's just like, you know, another Saturday afternoon at the park. Doesn't matter how hard he had to push his brain, he never loses composure. No. And I think that is going to fluster a lot of even veterans that he might face moving forward. But when you look at Stacey Howard, I think that she's got a new sort of mentality. I think that her and Sam worked very well together, despite the fact she didn't hear him for 5 seconds. And I feel like we have not seen the last of Stacey Howard. This performance that she had today, that pull in round three, that was just the tip of the iceberg for her season.
It's what she usually does. She's continued to bring magic. Excuse me. And she almost came back to do it here today. Speaking of Stacey Howard, her and Sam Levine are with Steph Sabraw right now. Steph?
Stacey and Sam, tough loss, but Stacey, you proved once again that you are one of the most fun and most talented competitors in the league. How are you feeling right now?
You know what? I feel good. Listen, I did really well in my first round. I pulled out all the stops, you know, pulled some answers out of here and there, did my typical Stacey thing, and I had a blast. So overall, I consider this a win personally in my heart, and my heart belongs to Sam.
Love you, girl.
Love you. Love you.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, I think I did well. And you know, I'm proud of myself today. So yeah, right on, right on.
Right on indeed. I think she's frozen.
Oh, maybe Steph is frozen. Sam, let's just chat. Tell me the gossip.
It's just you and me. Yeah.
Oh, there you are, Steph. There you are.
All right, back, Sam. I know Stacey had joked about you needing to love her more, but you did come up with that love today. I felt it. I think everyone will see and feel it. What was the prep going into this, and how are you feeling about Stacey now on your team?
Oh, my God. Every time I see Stacey, I hear her answer a question, it just makes me happier. that she's playing with the usual suspects. There is no one who brings as bright a light of joy and effervescence and fun to the Schmodown than Sassy Stacey Howard. She's OG. She's a legend.
I agree.
So, yeah. I mean, look, obviously it didn't go our way today, and that's fine. I don't know what else there is to say. Like, you know the ones you know, the ones you don't, you go to multiple, or if you have to, you guess. And that's the way you got to navigate a match. And she navigates them with the best of anyone.
Absolutely. Well, and I feel like my guess was pretty good at the end.
Absolutely.
You know?
I was thinking Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, won an Oscar, probably a guy with some kind of epic voice, you know, some kind of like authority to it. So, you know, I threw it out there, but ended up being, you know, J.K. Simmons, who I'm sure did great in the role. I don't know. Who saw Megamind? I don't even know.
That's the thing, Stacey. Even when you're wrong, you're still right, girl. You still serve this greatness about you, even when you don't get it right. But Sam, you have to come in hot with the challenge. I know that you said that you didn't want to be the bad guy, and I know that you have a relationship with Kevin Smith. Did that make you at all nervous?
No, if anything, I'm not thrilled with the judges themselves, who 100% heard that wrong answer and Christian decided to mark it correct, putting me in an impossible position to have to challenge. So thanks a lot, Christian. That's on you, sir, not me and not Kevin. That's on you.
Well, we do have this free-for-all coming soon. Will we see that Howard magic?
Will we see that Howard magic? Look, I don't think we're supposed to talk about who is going to be representing our factions in the free-for-all, but let me just say, if you are managing a faction and you have Stacey Howard in that faction, you'd be quite foolish to not have her in the free-for-all. That is all I can really say about that.
And Stacey, how will you be spending the next time preparing for your next match?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I have Postmates coming, so that's my focus right now. It's lunchtime. I'm very hungry, guys. So that's, you know, you just take it one day, one moment at a time. That's how I've always done the showdown.
You deserve an unbelievable Postmate meal. I hope they give you that 5-star quality food delivered right to your door. Sam, it was such a pleasure seeing you again. Good luck. Back to the desk.
All right. Obviously, always always classy in defeat is Stacey Howard. Fun match. She's right. That pull for the three-pointer was incredible. It was an incredible pull. She does exactly what she does. And just it's hard to come back from. When you're down 7 points, it's just a hard. Some people have done it, but I actually only a team has done that. Nobody in singles history has ever come back from a 7-point deficit. So that's a very hard thing to do, and it was just too big of a lead by Kevin Smith.
Yeah, it was a good idea by Stacey too to get Postmates. I might. We got another thing after this. Or are we done?
No, we ain't done yet, partner. Now, what we are going to do is we're going to go to a small break. But when we get back, it is time for the main event. Could Kevin Smith possibly be going up against one of these two gentlemen? We're going to find out because the championship battle is going to be underway. That is right. The former 4-time movie trivia Schmodown champion of the world, Dangerous Dan Merle. He is 17-6, looking to become 18-6 and win his 5th unprecedented championship, but he's got to do it against the undefeated 7-0 champion, last year's rookie sensation, Adam the Coyote Collins. It is their second match. It is their second battle. Who will win? Who will come on top? Who will be the champion? You're going to find out after the break. We'll be right back. We'll